sunny and 70 degrees in Nashville. We expect plenty of sun today with a high around 90 or so. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have a directive not to arrest people who are pregnant, postpartum, or nursing. But ICE arrested a new mom in Nashville who had no criminal charges. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports that's the subject of a complaint filed by a coalition of immigrant rights groups.
The Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition says that since her arrest, Maria Perez has been transferred nearly 700 miles away from her 10-month-old daughter to a Louisiana detention center. Maria Perez is a pseudonym Turk's lawyers have used to protect her safety. She was arrested while trying to take her kids to a doctor's appointment. Her detainment has caused medical complications for Perez, who has diabetes, her 2-year-old with Down syndrome, who hasn't been able to see a doctor, and her baby, who is still breastfeeding. Turk, along with the ACLU of Louisiana and other immigrant rights groups, is calling for ICE to release Perez, who is seeking asylum from domestic violence she faced in Guatemala. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
ICE did not respond to WPLN's request for comment. Tennessee's health care quality and affordability are among the worst in the nation. A new report from WalletHub ranks Tennessee in the bottom 10 of all states. It assessed factors like the cost of care, outcomes, and accessibility using dozens of metrics. The Tennessean reports part of the state's poor ranking was based on relatively high rates of stroke and heart disease. Only 3 states, Arkansas, Kentucky, and West Virginia, had higher rates of those diseases. A study earlier this year from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee pointed out that social barriers, such as financial strain and food insecurity, also affect health. However, some preventative care services, which can keep people from developing more serious conditions, are actually free. Well, the Tennessee Titans have opened their training camp, and they're looking to snap a 4-year streak of seasons with more losses than wins. The team has a new head coach and spent more money hiring new players than any other team in the NFL. The Titans have 2 preseason games in August at Nissan Stadium, and their first regular season game is at home on September 13th. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.